Commissioners Court for Monday, October 28th, 2024, at 9 a.m. begins here.
All right, this is meeting of Franklin County Commissioners Court on the 28th day of October, 9:00 a.m. here in the courthouse in Mount Vernon, Texas. Scott, can you leave us a prayer word?
Father, we come to you prayer this morning. We just thank you, Lord, for the day, another day of life, Lord, your goodness and all the blessings that you bestow upon us. We give you thanks, and Lord, we just pray that you'd guide us and direct us this morning as we conduct the county's business. Give us wisdom and understanding in all we do and all the decisions we make. I just pray, Lord, once again for our county, our state, this country, Lord, we live in. We're very thankful, Lord, we live here and those we get through life with. Help us look after each other, take care of each other. And we just pray for this country, and we pray for Israel, and God, all the conflicts going on over there, help us as a nation to stand with them as well. Pray once again, Father, just for your blessings and your hand upon this election this year. We ask you will be done in that as well. We ask you all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
United States flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Everybody be sure to vote. Get out there and vote.
We got a bunch voting.
Yep, and go over some of that. For the bond for the dam. Yep. Gotta get that thing fixed.
All right.
Get it repaired.
All right, anybody else? All right. Our treasurer's on vacation, and Marla had something today. Doctor or something, I don't know.
Yeah, something.
I can't remember. She told me I can't remember. Okay, item number one, consider and take action to approve the minutes from October 14, 2024 regular Commissioners Court meeting and October 14, 2024 workshop meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payment.
All right, the amount submitted for your approval is $222,295.66.
Okay. I think you got a copy of all that in your boxes. Any questions over any of that?
I move by claims against the county.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, record order setting salary for county auditor. That is so noted. You've got a copy of that in your box there. Number four, record Franklin County Child Welfare Board regular meeting for September 16th, 2024. It's not here today, so that's recorded. Number five is, we'll kind of do five and six together. Well, let's do five first. Consider and take action to approve the Franklin County Child Welfare Board officers for 2024-25. I think you have that in there. She put that in there. Excuse me.
I move to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number six, consider and take action to approve Deborah Newsom for additional 3-year term as Franklin County Child Welfare Board Secretary as required by the bylaws.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion over that? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number seven, record certificates of training for HB 3834 fiscal year 2025, excuse me. Cybersecurity training for Marie Reeder, Janet White, and Brooke Cassell. That is so done. Number eight, consider and take action to approve fiscal year 2025 solid waste grant program. I think you got it. Let me find this one right there. Hold on. Texas Council of Government.
That's the deal I
need. Yeah, it's just the agreement between them so they can. It's not, Marla said it wasn't near as much as $2,900. Expenses up to $2,900, but that little bit helps. So.
$3,600.
Mm-hmm. It'll make it cheaper. That's one.
Move to approve.
Okay, motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number nine, consider and take action to approve the City of Mount Vernon paying a mural. It's not Muriel, I have to take that out. On the south side of the Chamber of Commerce building, Kathy Revere called, and I think they're going to do several buildings. Do you know anything about this, Lisa?
She called and asked me what I thought about doing on the library. And honestly, it scares me to death with that old brick. I mean, you know, it just...
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured, because she didn't ask the library, she just wanted... I think Lanny and Kitty approved theirs, and she said there was three or four. That was here and everything.
We had talked, she said there was some money from somewhere.
Yes.
And we had talked about doing away with, we call her Martha and son, on the side of the building. Because it's about to rot off. It really is, it needs to be removed.
Okay.
And then putting something a little more modern up there, but not paint, either wood or metal or something. But I haven't had time to look into it.
Yeah. I asked her, I said, nothing, which I knew that we're going to put anything.
Were they going to paint on or eat?
Well, I asked her, she said they hadn't made up their mind. And I said, surely to goodness, there's not going to be anything. She said, no, it'll be something that
I think it's kind of going to what Winsboro has done, you know, or Wood County. It's all under Wood County.
Yeah.
Is I think where it's kind of stemming from.
Yeah.
They have like 11, a bunch.
So I told her I would put out, she wanted to know if we'd have any problems. I said, well, probably not. I said, but I'm not going to say anything. I said, I'm going to take it to the commissioner's court. She called me about a week and a half ago, I guess. And I told her I'd put it on the agenda to discuss. And I called her Thursday or Friday and said, now tell me a little bit more. There's not going to be anything offensive or politically, you know. Oh, no. So anyway.
She told me just to pick out a design that when she was talking to me about it, but I'm not in favor of putting paint on that brick.
On
my side.
On your side, yeah. This will go on the back from the parking lot side over there.
Did they submit anything like what they want to paint?
No, that's what I asked her, and she said, no, they really hadn't discussed it.
Like a note before they...
Well, that's kind of what I was calling about. They said they really hadn't made their mind up yet about what we were on. I mean, I can call or get it on the phone. Y'all want to call?
Or just table it.
Table it.
Until they have a plan. That way you can approve a specific design that they're going to...
Move the table.
Okay. Got a motion to second to table item number 9. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Okay, number 10, consider take action to approve repairs to Lake site repeater for the Franklin County Sheriff's Office for inmate from the inmate housing funds. We didn't have anybody here, but this is just a repair of the repeater, I think, down. And Marla said that he's going to use the.
They have any idea on his own power?
Hold on. Yeah, he did.
$11,545.18.
That's right there, next time you can do that.
Is that the amount that? Yes, yeah, $11,545.18.
That's on the new tower?
I don't know.
The new tower. The antenna and mount kit.
I don't know. Nobody wanted to show up for Commissioner's Court to explain.
I think it was struck by lightning or something.
Was it okay?
I think.
Well, the one down in South Franklin was struck by lightning. I thought they were already doing repairs on that one, I thought. This is the Lake Patrol remainder sign, so.
Remaining equipment needed to complete the simulcast repeater site that includes duplexer, pep link, new tire antenna, and mounting kit for new coax with connectors.
The whole 9 yards.
That's it. At the bottom, it's the Lake Patrol repeater site. I don't know if it's the same South Franklin or not.
No, this is the one down by the lake office for the lake and everything. And then there's a climb tower for $2,700. On-site installation radio repeater equipment, $2,000. Staging and optimization of radio repeater equipment. And that's the main equipment, $4,345. You get the sheriff on the phone? You're going to approve it anyway.
This is the one at the lake.
Yes, this is the one at the Lake Patrol office. Yes, Lake Patrol with Peterside. Yes, he did. Mark told me that. So. Anyway, what are you going to do? You going to call him?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion to second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it.
And you know, that goes through the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
And it's all pretty much all in one year.
Yeah. And it'll make it a lot easier for their communication.
It does better when it works and when
it
doesn't.
Yes, it is. Number 11, consider and take action to appoint a joint election resolution with Franklin County Water District and Sulphur Bluff ISDA. Did I get that in there?
Yes.
Okay. This is just our regular deal to help them on our elections through our elections administrator. She put this on late Friday morning, and we got finally had to change it.
I move to approve the joint resolution for elections.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 12, consider and take action to approve contract for election services with Sulphur Bluff ISD. I don't know what the difference is. Oh, but one service.
You probably, yeah.
She's going to work that one, so I guess there's a difference.
I move to approve the contract for election services with Sulphur Bluff ISD.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Ayes have it. Like I said, the talking about discussion items and stuff, the election issues is on there. So we had 74, I think, yesterday. A lot of people didn't know that it was open yesterday. She sent me the bill last night.
Monday and Tuesday, they had like 1,000.
Yeah,
we've got 500 something on Monday and then 400 and something on Tuesday, but early voting.
Yeah. 76 people voted yesterday on a Sunday. That totaled it up to the whole bit. 2,400, and they start back at 7 this morning until 7. That's all we correct.
Yes, 7 to 7 all week.
So it's the first time in my life, and I actually lived in Houston for about 14 months and voted down there, and I never in my life have stood in line to vote. And this is the first time in my life I've ever had to stand in line to vote. So that the voting is really heavy, which is,
I know it's good. That's one thing, good to vote early because election day and we lined everywhere.
Yeah. And I would love to see 65% to 70% voting. I don't think we've ever got close to that, but I would love to see that. We've got 7,600 something total registered voters in Franklin County. And man, if we could get about 5,000 to 5,500 votes, I'd be tickled with that. We've never, ever done that. So, anybody else got anything?
What time do you close on Friday?
7.
7 o'clock. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. this whole week. Friday, Monday through Friday. Then next, the two, November 5th, it'll be 7 to 7. That'll be the election day. So, it's looking.
And the boards will be out in front of the courthouse.
Yes.
On election night. I'll be up here. I don't know if you will.
I'll tell the way I gotta be up here because I got that key. I had to. It was so crowded Saturday night. I had to come up here at 7 o'clock and we had to switch out everything because it was overflowing.
We'll get them out there on the board as soon as we can get them from them. They're going to be busy, so people are just going to have to understand that and be patient that the numbers aren't going to hit out there as soon as they know them over there because they're going to have a lot of other stuff and phone calls, and it gets crazy on election night once polls close. So.
Yeah.
Well, and all of the workers, they know what they're doing, but the minute the polls close, they get nervous and they start second guessing themselves until they all start calling in. So they're, and I just ask that everybody be patient and understand that it's not going to be immediate.
No, I think that boy, they're all showing up, they're being crazy everywhere. We took a little tour. Me and Scott Smith and Marla and the city manager, and we took a little tour of the polls, and they have done a remarkable job. And we're trying to figure out how we're going to work it and how it's going to work and everything. So
But it looks really, really good, doesn't it? I mean, I was really, really impressed. They have spent a lot of money, a lot of donated money.
A lot of time.
A lot of time, a lot of memories. Be what?
I spent a lot of hours up there.
That's right.
You're one of them. You and John and
Mac.
Mac have done a lot of work out there.
It looks good. Man, I was really, really impressed. As most of these people up here, we've gone out there all of our lives. And other than, boy, I mean, Doc Reed out there, and we take cows out there a lot. So I spent a lot of time in that building. It looks as good as it almost was new. I mean, I was really, really impressed with this, with all the everything that was in there.
I'm hoping we get something worked out with the city over it.
Yeah, we you know, the problem with us is the legality. The county just got to go out and pick up dogs because cities can do ordinances. We can't do that. We can pick up dogs that have bit somebody, you know, for rabies test and stuff like that. The sheriff's department can, but we can't carry dogs inside of a patrol car because of diseases and then you put humans in there. So we have already run into that little issue before. So
and we can't even do that. Once they open, there's going to be so many decisions that have to be made. For example, what level of sickness are we going to be able to take care of?
Right.
Are we going to euthanize? I mean, there's a lot of decisions have to be made.
But there's a lot of room to separate them in there.
There is.
It's real.
I think there's 44 kennels right now, plus about 15 cages, you know, small animal cages.
Yeah. You still got Doc Reed's inside there. They're probably about 6 or 8. Kennels inside there, you know, that's what I talked about, I guess, last time I
saw. Putting those kennels up out on the back bay, yes. That was a lot of work.
Yes, it was. And y'all did it all the way to the top.
Ran so many screws.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy. I can tell you. But y'all did really, really good. And that's impressive out back where they can run outside and everything. So that's, man, it is. It is really, I was really impressed.
Yeah, we hung all new wire on the outside so they couldn't get out and cleaned out the kennels or cleaned out the runs. And
yeah, it's a lot better than what they got now, I guarantee you.
But we're still not open.
No, but it's still, it'll come. But I was really, really impressed with what they've done, with what y'all done out there, so y'all did good. All right, anybody else got anything? Anybody for the good of Franklin County? The world? Oh, our Bob's not here, so I think they're through painting. I think the next thing they're going to do is hang the ceiling. Somebody here out here to know? I think that's what they're going to do. I think they're going to do the drop-down ceiling next, but they're painting everything now. Inside, they painted the eaves on the outside to match everything. So it's looking really good on that. Any words for us?
No, not yet. I'm still in the middle of research, but I should have something by next quarter.
Okay. All right. I'm moving, Darren.
Yeah.
Most thing, all the first out.
All
the folks, thank y'all for coming. I've got a sound about to drop. What do you think?